It is time now for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. That would be now. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And joining us now to help us out with Kids Q and to laugh at me for stumbling over Youth Works on Main is Gene Bolduc, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler here on the Hill. How are you?
I was going to say it's easy for you to say.
It's very difficult for me to say.
But I understand what the reason is. It's because of this giant orb in the sky.
I know, right?
It is emanating light that we haven't seen for days and days, and you probably were wondering what that is.
I was kind of wondering what that was. And the sky isn't gray anymore.
I think it might be the sun.
The parking lot is dry.
Yeah, I know. Nothing's floating by.
I walked across the parking lot without getting my feet wet and muddy. I don't know
what's happening in the world. I don't know. It's very,
crazy.
Very concerning. there's some crazy issues going on with water, I can tell you. It's alarming.
Yeah.
Even, New Hope Creek right near my house, still very high.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we don't need any more rain.
The weather stopping throughout the day
today, you need to do a weather report that says there will be no more rain until 2019.
There may not be. There's no rain on the forecast for the next, 5 days.
And good.
I don't know when 2019 begins at this point. But
probably at the end of 2018.
I mean, doesn't Thanksgiving mark the beginning of the... I always think of the holiday season, like Thanksgiving through New Year's, as being like its own separate entity. Like the year goes up to Thanksgiving, and then the year ends, we get through the holiday season, and then the new year begins. So I think the year ends on Wednesday the 21st, and with that in mind, then no, we're not going to have any rain for the rest of the year.
Well, okay.
That's the Aaron Keck theory.
I will tell you one thing about to amend. I don't dispute your theory, but I will amend it.
Really? Because I would dispute
with this,
that theory.
At the end of this month, which is coming up very shortly, it's the end of hurricane season. Goodbye, hurricane season.
Yeah.
And with the temperatures being pretty cold recently, you're not getting a hurricane coming in. So, goodbye to that.
You say that now. We've got 14 days left in hurricane season.
I started to say it, and then I kind of
cut myself
off.
Got through saying it. Like, you just jinxed us all.
We're not going to get that. If we're going to see any big rain events, they need to be redirected to California, please. Thank
Absolutely.
You very much.
All right, you ready for Kids Q today?
I am. I hope it's about the weather.
Everyone, it's not. Everyone, get around the radio. This is for all. Here is today's Kids Q question. What do you think the best smell in the world is, and what is the worst?
What is the worst? Well, come on. I think we know what the worst is. The worst is when your dog looks up at you and says, "I'm sorry, I just couldn't wait." So let's just get that one off the table, or off the carpet or whatever.
I've got a worst answer. And the Kids Q question from a couple of days ago was, what is the nicest thing that anyone has ever said to you? And my immediate reaction to that was, man, it's so difficult to think about the nicest thing. It's a lot easier to think of the worst thing. And I think this is kind of the same thing. Like, it's really easy to think of the worst smell you've ever smelled. I'm not sure about the best, but the worst smell I've ever smelled, my grandmother and I were driving. This was in Michigan. This was when I was in high school, I think. And we had to pull off to the side of the road because we were going on vacation. I go on vacation with my grandparents every year when I was growing up. My grandfather was driving the trailer because we were going camping. My grandma and I were in the other car, and we were communicating back and forth with a walkie-talkie or something.
Right.
We had to pull over because the battery in our walkie-talkie fried and it was starting to burn up.
Oh, that's
so
a great smell, isn't it? Yeah.
Not even to the worst smell in the world. That was bad enough. We pull off to the side of the road and open the door, and immediately are hit with the worst smell in the world because we just so happened to have pulled off alongside of the road right next to, I think the deer had been dead for a couple of days.
Oh, that's nasty.
It was real bad.
Yeah, that's bad. Grandparents, my grandmother, where she lived in upstate New York, right near Ticonderoga, was right near a paper mill. And every Thursday, they would belch the mill.
Yep.
And it was this terrible smell of sulfur and rotten eggs, an awful, awful smell. And my mother always said, that's not a bad smell. That's the smell of prosperity, because if they're belching the mill, that means that people have jobs. And I said, well, I'm glad for them. I hope they have a job indoors, because it stinks out here. That's a pretty awful smell. But for me, one of the greatest smells there is. Of course, there's the smell of a baby, which is, you know, that's right. A great smell. But I do like the smell of a baking apple pie. I will tell you, apples and cinnamon in the oven, that's pretty good.
When, like, food is being
That'll help sell a house for you.
I think that's 100% right. Or you walk into a store and you go down the bread aisle and you just smell that.
Yeah, that'll do it. You can gain weight just by walking down the right aisle of the store.
And be 100% fine with that, yes. I think. Yeah.
Yes.
I 100% agree.
Hey, so I hope everybody's hungry now.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, and see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Youth Works on Main. Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. We've got Gene Boldick here in the studio, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler. Not a thing. Up next.